Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, July 25th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. The U.S. Department of Justice's Antitrust Division has launched a review to consider the widespread concerns that consumers, businesses, and entrepreneurs have expressed about search, social media, and some retail services online. The review will look at whether online platforms have reduced competition, stifled innovation, or otherwise harmed consumers. The DOJ did not name any companies. However, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told CNBC that Amazon destroyed the retail industry across the United States and that it's appropriate for the Attorney General to investigate it and other tech companies. In What Is Dead May Never Die news, Samsung announced it made improvements to the Galaxy Fold to better protect the flexible screen and plans to begin selling the device sometime in September at the price of $1,980, the same as when it was originally launched. The top protective layer of the display has been extended beyond the bezel, which would prevent users from trying to remove it like a typical screen protector. Both hinges of the device are now feature protective caps, the space between the hinge and the body has been reduced, and the screen has been reinforced with additional metal layers underneath. Chinese ride-hailing giant Didi Chuxing announced it received a $600 million investment from Toyota. As part of the deal, the two companies will set up a joint venture with GAC Toyota Motor to offer vehicle-related services to drivers on Didi's platform. Last year, the companies announced they were working together to integrate Toyota's autonomous driving software, a fully electric battery, and the ePallet modular autonomous vehicle platform into Didi's services. Salesforce announced a partnership with Alibaba, which will see Alibaba offering Salesforce's cloud CRM offerings in China, Hong Kong, Macau, and Taiwan. Salesforce previously had a limited presence in China, centered around support for its existing multinational customers. A recent Gartner report found that Alibaba's cloud business has a 50% market share in China. OpenTable's updated iOS app now includes food delivery through partnership with Uber Eats, Caviar, and Grubhub from more than 8,000 restaurants in 90 U.S. cities. OpenTable plans to show estimated delivery times and costs in future updates, but no word on if or when the new delivery feature will come to the Android app. Amazon's third-generation Kindle Oasis can now adjust color temperature of the display, tinting it yellow, not unlike a phone's night mode. It's designed to cut down on blue light for reading at night, since less blue light is shown to have a positive effect on sleep schedules and eye strain. But The Verge's review of the new Oasis notes the warmer hue also makes it look more like real paper, even during the day. The Kindle Oasis hardware is otherwise unchanged from 2017 and costs $250. Microsoft announced that Office Online suite of web apps will now just be called Office, with individual apps like Word also losing the online moniker. The branding change falls in line with Office for Windows, Office for iOS, etc., with the web-based apps now being called Office for the Web when needed additional distinction. Facebook reported it earned $1.99 per share in Q2 on revenue of $16.9 billion. Analysts expected revenue of $16.5 billion on earnings of $1.88 per share. Revenue grew 28% of the year, while average revenue per user increased 18% to $7.05, beating analyst expectations of $6.87. The company stated it had set aside $2 billion in the quarter tied to the payment of its FTC settlement after setting aside $3 billion in Q1. The company added roughly 40 million monthly active users and 10 million daily active users since Q1, with growth flat in Europe and up 0.5% in the US and Canada. On the earnings call, CEO Mark Zuckerberg said he believed a regulatory framework for big tech companies needed to be in place to stem growing frustration with the industry. The Anti-Defamation League published a new report stating that 74% of adults who play games online have experienced some form of harassment. The report looked at an April 2019 survey of 1,000 adults and found that 65% reported experiencing severe harassment, including physical threats, stalking, and sustained harassment, while 29% reported being doxxed as a result of playing games online. The report found that Dota 2 had the most adults quit playing as a result of harassment. 80% of respondents also reported having positive social interactions within games, with World of Warcraft, Minecraft, and NBA 2K having the highest percentage. 35% of respondents said they engaged in negative social behavior themselves, from trolling to using offensive names. The report found moderation policies for the gaming platforms similar to Twitter's in 2006 and suggested the ESRB take into account online behavior and a publisher's moderation policies when assigning ratings to games. Amazon released the Prime Video VR app, available for Oculus Go, Oculus Quest, and the Samsung Gear VR. The full Prime Video library will be available, as well as 10 360-degree videos at launch, with plans to add more VR-specific content over time. Users can browse content by the touch controller or by voice. And finally, Motorola released the Moto E6. The $149 Android phone features an 18x9, 5.5-inch IPS LCD display with a 1440x720 resolution, an 8-core Snapdragon 435 SoC, 2GB of RAM, a 16-megapixel rear camera, and a removable 3,000mAh battery. The device also includes a headphone jack, microSD card slot, micro-USB for charging, boo, as well as a water-repellent design, although it's not waterproof or IP-rated. It ships with Android 9 Pie and will first come to Verizon, and later in the summer to T-Mobile, Metro, Boost Mobile, US Cellular, Consumer Cellular, and Xfinity Mobile. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.